Subir hasta the mobile. 69 westbound.
I'm going to get my microphone untangled here. Good morning, Mr. Fred. How are you?
I'm westbound and down. Headed to Lowell.
Ah, well, we'll be passing each other because I'm eastbound and down.
Wow.
That's when Amber was headed to the meeting back today, and I'm like, really? I'm passing. And I'm like, what are we, crisscrossing the state here?
It's weird. Say, I'm still on the west side of Lansing, but my radio roamed over to Bancroft. I don't know why it's not on Lansing.
I guess Austin, I'm not in Rome. I'm in my home zone, so I need to probably move to Rome, but I'm on Flint. But I guess I could probably work Bancroft because I just hit the county line of Shiawassee, so.
Just backing in the drive, gentlemen. Just wanted to say good morning to both of you. Say your travels. And hey, greetings.
Morning, Randy. Bye, Randy.
Morning, Randy. Bye, Randy. Oh, my gosh. Over truck. Thank you.
Bye, Randy.
Well, so what? You headed to Detroit?
Yeah. Get these guys in line. They asked me to come over again. A couple of days, I'll be heading back on Friday.
Well, I'm going to be in Lowell today. I like Greenville. I'll be in Greenville tomorrow, and I'll probably come home tomorrow. I doubt I'll stay on Friday, but I do.
You got anything up my way, TJ?
Yes, possibly. I might have to visit both of your sites up there.
All right, let me know. I'll work something out.
All right, I may drag the boss along and see if we can go talk with whoever we need to talk to for access and stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of on my end right now. I'm trying to get them to even listen. I just sent an email yesterday reminding them, so I'll keep you posted. Touch base with me.
All right. I will do that. I got your number somewhere. Just coming into the west side of Lansing by 69 and 96. Ooh, a blue Michigan license plate. I haven't seen one of those in a while. Looks better than the brown and black ones. I've got two different conversations at the same time there somehow. I was like mixing you guys around somehow. So I got Fred and then Sean and then went back to Fred and then Sean again. And your audio is pretty quiet there, Sean. So I didn't catch what you said. And Fred, you're breaking up, so I didn't catch what you said either.
And I went to the Rome Zone and I went back to Flint for some reason, even though I'm on the other side of Durant. And Sean, what are you on? One of your cheap Chinese radios?
I am. Is this any better right here before I carry on?
Halfway between where you were and where you are now. That was a little bit loud, so like go halfway between.
Okay, halfway between. Anyhow, I was just checking out, and yes, this is the DM32, but they're more popular than you think, Fred. Anyhow. No, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, about the license plates. They denied me. I wanted to get my call sign as a vanity on one of the new winter one.
Well, I was more wondering because of the, it's not handling interrupts. You didn't handle interrupts or channel grant properly. That's why. Because we shouldn't have doubled like that. It doesn't know how to handshake properly, and... So that's why that caused that weird.
Yeah, when you get the right distance away, and it sounds good now wherever where you're at there, Sean. So it sounds good, but yeah, it was mixing there for a minute.
Yeah, so that's the problem with these things, you know. If I talk here, it doesn't sound good. If I talk there, it's too loud. If I talk here, it sounds just right. It'll do that weird mixing. It's just like it's a bofang. They're crap. Okay, well, but it works. Kinda, you know, if you squint and hold your breath, they work pretty good. Anyhow, it is what it is. But I'm playing with it because, hey, $55 bow thing. All right, I'm going to get out of here. W8FU.
Yeah, it's a nice toy to play with, not something to rely on. And you hold your pinky the right way, you stand on one foot, and, you know, put your eye the right way, and it sounds good.
Pinkies out, boys. Pinkies out. All right, it says I'm 30 miles from 96 and 69.
Woohoo! Well, you know, now I'm thinking about this. Well, we won't pass each other, but kind of we will. Because I'm going around the south side, you know, into Detroit, so you're coming 69 across to 96, right?
Yeah, so we'll be on the north side. I'll be on the north side of Lansing, you're going to be on the south side, but we'll probably pass when you're on the east side of Lansing. When I get into the east side of Lansing here, we'll be, like, north and south of each other. Because I think I'm coming up to Perry now, so I'm a mile from Perry. I'm a mile from 52.
All right, yeah, I just went by 496. So, be passing where 96 heads south here off from, or 69 heads not south here off from 96. All these sixes and nines, got to get them in the right orientation.
Yeah, I'm glad I did not go over Monday. This is nice. I haven't even got to the west side of the state yet, but so far this is nice and clear here.
Yeah, it was light flurries over there when I left, but it wasn't sticking on the ground. It was just kind of blowing around. So I've run in and out of them on the way here so far. So nothing serious. Roads are dry. It looks like it was all clear over there. Just a little more snow on the ground.
Yeah, those like effects, like bands. What was funny is because I got RX auto leveling, so Sean's audio didn't change at all for me.
So they're building a new building over there by the MSP driving track there. I wonder what that's for.
I saw it, but I don't know what it was for either the other day when I was going by there.
I seen a bunch of people standing on top of it with yellow vests on, so they're working on it, even in the cold.
Oh, now I'm on Bancroft. Okay. Like, I should be over on Bancroft. I'm all the way to Perry now. Hopefully I get this done. This should be my last. I get everything done on this trip. I shouldn't have any more big trip. I say that, and, you know, something will come up. But.
Yeah, it gets tiring after a while. I've been there. So, luckily I can usually spread them out somewhat decent and not have to do multiple stays. One after another, passing by my Lansing site. Repeater's working. Go see if I can get the circ up and going. Hey, the problem's on the Detroit side, so we'll find out. They keep saying that Burnside test good too, but still not getting connectivity through it, so I'll have to figure that one out too. All these things to do. Go visit Sean. Fix other things, replace routers and switches, repeaters, all kinds of fun stuff all over the place.
No, exactly. You were getting a lot of bit error that time, by the way, at least to me. Yeah, so it was two weeks ago I was back in Lowell, so yeah, so every 2 weeks. 2 weeks before that I was in Hastings. 2 weeks before that, I was in Hastings. 2 weeks, you know, so at least, you know, doing every couple weeks, but, you know, I'm putting when I do my mileage every 2 weeks, I'm at 500 to 800 miles, you know, every 2 weeks, it seems, even though I was on vacation.
Yeah, I don't know if it's you or me. I had no problem with Sean, but yeah, you've been kind of choppy the whole time here a little bit, you know. Is it enough where I can hear what you're saying, but definitely not 100% solid, like the whole time. It's like chopping up and dropping bits here and there, so I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I don't know if you got snow on your internet or what.
I could. I guess I should hit the button on the iPad and see what my signal is. See if it's signal or IP related.
And I say, I'm on the Lansing repeater here, so I used to have a gain antenna on the truck. Now it's only a quarter wave, but I mean, it should still be decent. I think I'm running full power into that quarter wave, so it should be, what, either like 40 watts, 35, something like that. I can't remember. So 55, 50.
100 dBm. I think it'd be getting into the system at 100 dBm, but oh well. Let me see if I can push it to Lansing.
I'm trying to force it over to Lansing, is that what you said? I think that's what you said.
Alright, now I'm over on, I put in my no roam zone, so here's me on Lansing, WFSM.
Yeah, sounds alright. I still wouldn't say it was 100%, but it sounds better.
110 dBm into Lansing, where I was 95 dBm into Bancroft.
Yeah, it does sound better. So, yeah, I don't know if that is. That's packet loss on the network connection or what.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I was hearing it on you, so if I was sounding like what you were sounding to me, then that tells me it was IP, so I need to probably look at that.
Yeah, because your signal level wasn't bad, and yeah, you're sounding better on Lansing with less of a signal level.
Your rate was on you, Freddie, when you were on Bancroft.
Went by 127. Did you make it to 127 yet?
No, and Ho was in there trying to get in there. I heard him over on 800. I'm coming up to Lanesburg right now.
Pick it up, man.
Kind of figured we'd be meeting on the east, you know, north-south paralleling it on the east side of town. Because, you know, I was back in Bancroft Ferry when you said you were it.
All right, so we're probably somewhat close to north and south of each other. Something like that. Here you go, Tiffius.
Tiffius, yeah. Paralleling. Well, I've shaved, it keeps jumping between 11:22 and 11:18 for my arrival time. I'm like, okay. As long as I'm there before noon, I was trying to get there before the guys got there at noon.
Well, sounds like you'll arrive before I will, even though, 11:32 is what it says when I'll get there. So, still less of a drive probably for you from where you're at.
That I'm only going to Lowell, so the east side of Kent County. Is that still Lowell? Is that, it's in Kent County, is it, or no? I don't remember now.
Yeah, it is. Kent County goes more to the east of Grand Rapids than it does to the west. So Grand Rapids is farther to the west side of Kent County. So as soon as you get out of Grand Rapids, you're getting into other counties.
So yeah, when I go north, I go to Greenville. I know Greenville's in Montcalm or whatever. So, but I didn't think that. I think I thought the south side we crossed into Kent. Into Kent County, so. And I'm at the 9459 business right now. So East Lansing.
Yes, you can go. Yeah, I thought, is it just, I know Greenville's up there in the north corner of the county. I thought it was still in Kent County, though. But I guess if Greenville is city, but I don't know where your work is.
Oh, is it Montcalm or whatever it is? Greenville's actually in Montcalm, so. The newspaper office is on Main Street on the north side of town there, just down from where we had lunch. And then the plant is the southeast city limits. So as you're coming across 57, right when you hit the city limit on 57, you turn the left onto Fair Plains Street, and there's a bunch of industrial right there, and that's where the plant is.
Huh. I thought that was still up in the county, but I guess not. So, hello. Yeah, like my parents, you know, they still got like a Grand Rapids mailing address, but they're not even in Kent County. They're in Ottawa County, so that's, you know, Grand Rapids is definitely on the west side of the county there.
Sounds just like Fenton. You can have Fenton mailing, but being either Oakland, Tennessee, or Livingston counties, you know, all three. Same thing for the school districts, you know. So.
Yeah, if you ever look at those districting maps and stuff like that, it's weird. It's like, why? why does this make sense? I don't know. Between, like, zip codes and postal addresses and school zones and townships and counties and cities, it's weird how they, some of that stuff just, like, overlaps and yeah, and plays out. It's strange.
2 miles or 127? Well, yeah, because our in the morning riding the bus, the kids, five houses down would get on the, depending on what side of the street you lived on, you could go to Holly or Fenton. You know, this is back before school of choice even. So, you know, back in our day, you know, they really enforced the district line. My school, we did pass the Fenton school bus multiple times on our bus, and then our school bus would go all the way to the Fenton city limit and pick kids up from Holly, and then we'd have to drive into the city of Fenton because, you know, the buses couldn't turn around in the driveway, so you had to go into, we had to go into the city of Fenton to turn our bus in on our loop. So it was, you know, I never really understood it, you know, as a kid why, how they did the districting maps and such to where, you know, these people here on this side of the street went to Fenton, and yet the people over here went to Holly and were crisscrossing for multiple miles, just even all the way to, like, to Fish Lake. I was like, are you kidding? Those kids there all go to Fenton? So the kids on the north side of the street go to Holly, and the bus is on the same, you know, the bus is taking the same path.
Yeah, that's weird stuff. I know Grand Rapids has this, like, if you look at actual Grand Rapids, like, city limit, it's got this, like, little, like, hanger that sticks way down and around down by 28th Street. Even though up and around it, there's all kinds of other cities already. So, it's got this, like, thin strip that goes down and makes, like, a little L and hangs out. That's, like, so I guess they probably did that because that's all, like, the business district, so they get all the taxes from the businesses.
And then everybody decided to go school choice crap. So then it doesn't, you know. My nieces, they live in Burton now. Well, they did before too, when they lived at my mom or Michelle's mom and dad's house. But yet they go to Grand Blanc schools. So technically they're on the border right now. They live in Burton, but, like, you go across the street, and it's Grand Blanc. So, that I don't, you know, isn't too bad, but that's because of the whole, you know, school choice thing or whatever they have nowadays.
I have a phone call. Anything else, yes?
Oh, hello, Kent County.
Oh, you're almost there. On the Novi machine, just past the Novi machine, I mean, I'm on it too, talking on it. What the heck was that?
I said, woo-hoo!
Alright, it sounded like you sneezed into the microphone.
Wow. Oh, 1 mile.
Woo-hoo.
I almost left 96 here.
What do you have? You had like back roads up north off 96 then, you don't call 131, right?
Sorry, 800 got you. I had to turn it down.
And I said, was that, I don't know if it was background noise from the CDMA chop from the analog machine being up and or what? If it was that audio in my, it was, no, yeah, so. You can hear that when somebody talks in the analog going really tough. You can hear the TDMA chop from this radio. No, I was just asking if you took side roads up off 96 or if you went up 131 and then back into Greenville, which doesn't seem like it would make too much sense.
Usually if I'm going straight to Greenville, I take 127 up to 57 and across. But from my house, but from Lowell here, I think I just go north. I'm going to go north out of town here on, what is it, 50? I take 50 north to something and hang all right.
Alright, that makes sense. Especially if giving holes off 96 there.
Yeah, if I'm just going to Greenville, I don't take 96 at all. Oh, here I do. Although, when they were doing construction here, like was it last year or whatever it was, that all the time, I'd actually get off at, Sunfield, is it? Or 60? Here, 66. And go north to Grand River and take Grand River across to bypass all the construction and back up on 96 here.
Thanks. I was listening to something that was going on in the work radio.
I don't know where the Lowell repeat. I'm on Lowell, but I don't know where it's at. I thought it was on the north side of town, maybe.
Yeah, I forget. I've only been by it one time. I don't remember what it is.
I will say when I got on to 96, just after I got on 96, I actually had snow flurries. I was like, aw, look at that, little snow flurries above me.
Yeah, strangely enough, the sun's shining over here in Detroit land.
Oh no, Lean is running slow, so it's going to take us a while to do Lean checks. No, never.
Somebody's running what? It takes forever to delete?
Yeah, Lean checks. She just said it. Came over and said, Lean's running extremely slow. Like, oh, that never happened.
Oh, no, of course not. I've never heard that before.
I'm behind a Lions DPW. My Lions must be a city around here?
Don't know.
The municipal plate for Lions. DPW, they're headed, and they just went east on Grand River. And I'm crossing Grand River right now, the actual Grand River.
Yes, not the road, the river.
And I'm going to have to cross it again, I think, because I got to turn right up here on Main Street and cross the river this time, because the new office is on the east side of, well, would that be the east or the south side of the river? The east side of town here. I'm going to be on the west side by the power plant in the mail office. We're on the east side now. Oh, but we're right on Main Street.
Oh, on the other side of the tracks? No way. Yeah, I think... Was it a year ago or so? I don't remember, but 2 or 3 years ago, the boy had a baseball tournament in Lowell there. And I remember in between games, we went plays in the river. And I think he ended up coming out with a leak on his foot or something like that. I had to pull it off. He was all freaking out, like, nah, don't worry about it. Just pull it off.
You get a leak, and you get a leak. All right, I just crossed the river again.
by the Lowell Showboat. Alright, now I gotta see where I gotta turn. I turn right here.
Yep. We're clear at Cabo Hill.
Alright.
Oh. Hey, there's the Southfield site.
Man, because somebody didn't park and she's picking up five different parking spots, I can't park where I need to park. It says my parking spot. It literally says my parking spot reserved.
Is that to a parking spot? Is that what you said?
Yep. It's got reserved for view employee manager only. Somebody's parking in it. I'm the only one that should be parking in it right now. So.
Ooh, look at that. Your own parking spot. Joy, joy.
It's one thing I hate about downtown, like, these types of spots is because the parking is so, you know.
Yeah. Yes, I know all about fun and parking in downtown with trucks and stuff. It's fun. Oh, there you go. You start driving. One side of the freeway to the other.
Fine, I'll just pull up right in front of the building because I found a spot. I'm going to block the coffee shop parking spot for the rest of the day. Alright, I'm going to go find my keys. It looks like the closed sign is at the front door, so have fun.
Alright, we'll talk to you later, Fred. You didn't beat me by much. It says I only got 12 minutes left. So, go get some work done. Talk to you later. Casey, help you.
This is NHI testing. NHI testing.
W8FS from Mobile, Greenville,